030, Thursday night. Shari Yichud HaMaisa, page Kuf Pei Dalet. Of Kuf Pei Dalet towards the bottom, the last five lines. He's talking about the various pituyim of the Yetzirah, specifically in the area of Yichud HaMaisa, whether you should not to focus not to focus on your actions being the fulfillment of Ratzon Hashem, but whether it's to find favor in the eyes of people, or you see, he went through a whole list of things before to he involves you in Olam Hazeh, he involves you in all sorts of things. Now he's up to B'chasher Yisyoish, B'la Hachshulcha. But whether it's, we had to find people's approval, or just the Yetzer will tell you that you have to be an example to people. So now, very, very interesting what the Chavis Halbavis does. He takes the opposite tack. Sometimes, till now he was talking, Yetzer Hara tells you to really move away from Avodas Hashem, to do things which, even on the surface, it's a step back. So he tries to fool you that it's worthwhile, or that it's a good thing to do. But now the Chavis Halbavis brings down that he tries to get you to go to the other extreme. So what's the other extreme? B'chasher Yisyoish Melachach Shulcha B'derech Hazu, when he sees that these pituyim don't work, he talks in the singular, this last pitui, Yizom, he will plan Mahasig Zos Mimcha to catch you B'harchokas Achanifus, to go to the opposite extreme, that you should stay as far away from possible, you should stay as far away as possible from people looking at you and seeing you and approving of your actions and seeing that you're doing the right thing, and you should do everything in order that people shouldn't think that you're doing the right thing, that they shouldn't think you're good, that they shouldn't think well of you. V'yom alecha kishleimus toha, and he'll talk in very, very frum terms. And he'll say that the shleimus tohar avodos chol Hashem yisala, that to really be pure in actions, to really have your actions be totally l'shem shemayim, you want to ensure that your actions are l'shem shemayim, lo titochen l'cho, it's really not possible, because people are always looking at you, and people will approve of what you do, people will hold of you, you're standing shmona esrei, so you want to have kavana. So then the Yetzer Hara is saying, you know, you don't want people to see you standing along Shmona Esrei. They'll say, wow, look at that guy standing along Shmona Esrei. And then you'll have all the consequences of someone, he'll tell you, the Yetzer Hara will say, you'll have all the problems of someone that does things in order that people should see. Well, till now he was talking about that the Yetzer will try to tell you to stand along Shmona Esrei in order that people should hold of you. So he'll try to tell you, oh, people will see you and they'll hold of you and they'll emulate you, and therefore the focus of your actions will be what people think of you, or also what people think of you. Now he's saying that the Yetzer will tell you the other way. You know, if you stand along Shmona Esrei, you're going to have a tremendous nisayon, because people are going to look at you and they're going to see what good you're davening, and then you're going to focus on that, and you should daven up very quickly. You should make sure people don't have any inkling of how much kavana you have, and therefore you should daven very, very quickly, so people shouldn't hold of you, shouldn't think highly of you. You should daven very fast. And this is really a very difficult nisayon. This is, I mean, if you take the Chavis HaVavos in total, which you're supposed to do, really, This is a very big nisayon. This is on a tightrope a person walks. As he goes through this paragraph, so you say, you know, well, like, what am I supposed to do? Say a person gets an aliyah. So, and he's working on his brachas, and he'd really like to, I'm not talking about now to make a bracha that people will make fun of him. That's, he should never do that. But, you know, he wants to say it slowly and deliberately. He wants to pause after Hashem's name. Bruce says he's supposed to pause after Hashem's name and give some thought to the Shem Hashem, to the meaning of it. He wants to think. Melech Olam, Shaboch Abonim, Mikol Amim, Nos Amonu Esther. You know, but on the other hand, people, according to the first paragraph in the Chavis Olbovas, he shouldn't really do things. It's a public display of frumkeit. It's not really healthy. It's not good. But now we're going to be learning a whole paragraph. The Tzohara will try to have you avoid any public display of frumkeit. But what ends up happening is that you'll dress differently. He'll get you to dress a certain way. He'll get you to talk a certain way. And slowly, slowly, he'll have you hang around with certain friends, because you got to be one of the boys. You don't want to make yourself aloof or holier than thou. And so that's called the other extreme. So you say, wait a second. So the Chavis Olbovas will deal at the end of this paragraph with, so like, what does a person think? He can't win. And it's very difficult. Nisayon. Yichud HaMaisa. It's not, you know, you start off reading Yichud HaMaisa, it looks very simple. Do everything because Hashem wants you to do it. What's the big deal? Like, sure. But it's really to have the purity of thought that Yichud HaMaisa demands the tremendous Nisayon. And you're always weighing your actions. Should I be public? Should I be private? So this paragraph really deals with that other extreme, with the Yitzhara telling you that you're making a bracha. Don't. See, I'm making the bracha without kavana, because the Yitzhara is telling you, don't make a public display of frumkeit. So don't do things. Don't let people see how frum you are. Don't let people see how much kavana you have. And because or else you won't have shleimus tohar avodascha, the purity, the shleimus of the purity of your avodat Hashem is not possible. So you have to get rid of all chanifa. You have to get rid of all displays of frumkeit, hamaruba, v'hamua, tadak, v'hagas. You have to get rid of even the subtleties. Ushlilas hachanifas levnei adam imcha, to get rid of that people won't, that you won't focus your actions to win the approval of people. Lo yitochim, that's not possible. He'll tell you, ki im bahastaras ma'asecha legamri. You have to do everything in private. Legamri levnei adam. You have to make sure people don't see you. And then, you know, so once he gets that idea in your head, so then he says, you know, but people are very smart, they're going to see you. And I have a good idea. You know how you could hide from them how from you are? The Seira Lahem Behepech. Don't just hide, because then they're liable to catch you. But you should do the opposite. Mikfi Mishata B'matzmuncha. You should mamish act the opposite of the way you are privately. And whenever you're with other people, you should make sure you daven Shemoneh Esrei very quickly. You should not make brachos with kavana. You shouldn't learn. You should schmooze with the guys in the back rather than learning, because you don't want people to see that you're learning. And basal is palel. If you come to daven katzer, make it short when you're in public. V'lo yeiroeh, let it not be seen. Shatamis dares ba, that you really daven properly, umishtadl ba, and you work on your davening. Or else you'll fall into all the traps, which we rather learned two paragraphs back, that you could fall into those traps. So the Yitzhara tells you, don't do anything publicly. because you don't want to fall into those traps. So we'll learn. The Chavis Lomobos will tell us how to deal with this. Torah, if you want to learn, you want to start being more of a masmid, you want to start learning in your spare time, you're in shul, okay, so go home. Go home and you'll learn at home. You don't want people to see you learning. So that no one but Hashem should know that you're learning. It shouldn't be seen any quality, any maila. Should not be seen. The Har'e and other rabbi, you should exhibit his almus, you should exhibit neglect of mitzvahs. Don't be a zoref to do mitzvahs, not publicly, he'll tell you. Display and neglect the hargoshas omes, that's laziness, the maisa hamishmas, in listening and observing what you're supposed to. Kadesh lo yisparsim boshmecha, you don't want to become famous, chas v'shalom, you don't want people to talk about how good, from, here you really have to see the whole paragraph, because it's not a simple thing, because he just talked the other way. And he's telling you now first the pituyim of the Yetzer. Then he's going to say in a few lines, so what should a person do? How should you deal with it? If you're caught between a rock and a hard place, if each way has its problems, and the Yetzer Hara tells you, do things publicly, let people see how good you are, hoping to catch you into doing things for their approval, to win favor in the eyes of people, and then you're turning around and saying that he tries to get you to act in public. Don't do anything, don't be medaktik b'mitzvahs publicly, don't daven slowly publicly, don't say brachos with kavana publicly, don't be a masmid publicly. That's the other pitui of the Yetzer. So you end up not doing it. You see, and then you end up not doing it. Before you know it, a few months can go by, or a few years, and then you yored mata. You could lose, you get caught up in the, you stop being medaktik b'mitzvahs, because most of the things we do are public. So that's what this paragraph's about. Let's learn it. Kadesh lo yis, and then we can discuss it. Let's see how he deals with this. Meanwhile, he's talking in the beginning.
He's covering all bases.
Yeah, well, let's learn. The Chavis Lomobos is going to say, so what should a person do? If you can't win, so what should you do? That's for sure true. But how should you deal with it? If you get an aliyah, should you make the bracha with kavana like you'd like to? Or should you just rattle it off so that people shouldn't see that you're making a bracha with kavanah? It's a subtlety, but it's a very common subtlety. It governs every action we do. This is Shar Yichud HaMaisa. This is the purity of every action you do.
According to his guidelines, if you're doing it not for the others, you're doing
Let's learn the paragraph. Good. Let's learn. I'm just trying to portray the conflict that exists. Don't ever don't give people mussar. Don't tell people what the right thing to do is. That's a public display of frumkeit. Baltazir meira. And if people are doing the wrong thing, it's not your job to tell them. You don't want people to. Don't let people see that you know halachas, that you know how to learn. Don't answer people's questions. Don't let other people benefit from your Torah, knowledge, because, right, that's, everything's a public display. Don't dress like Yirei Hashem dresses. Don't talk like Yirei Hashem dresses. Don't be conspicuous. Don't be obvious. You gotta talk a little Lashon Hara once in a while so that people shouldn't suspect that, oh, look at this guy, he's Nizza from Lashon Hara. Wow, no? You don't want people to say that about you. So you got to talk a little lashon hara once in a while. Don't look from the lo simon misimone hamishmas lashem. Don't act or dress or talk in a way that might seem pompous, that might seem that's a public display of frumkeit. Kadesh lo yechabducha b'nei adam b'gal kach. You don't want it. You don't want the end of the story to be that people will give you kavod because of the way you're acting. And then he goes on to say, and like you really, really want to cover all your bases and you really want to be careful about this. He's like, he's really describing a person slipping and going down if he listens to the Yetzer on this. You should be friends with all kinds of people. The yiyu midosecha ki midoseihem, and you should act like they act. You don't want to act in a different way than they do. You should be friends with people. You should joke around. As I said, talk a little lashon hara. While away your time schmoozing, be one of the boys. That's how you should be. V'tisarig v'darcheihem, and you should mix with them and socialize with them. V'tinek k'minhageihem, you should act as they act. V'tov v'agorua, whether it's good, it's bad, that's how you should do. Balti Zoher, Zahirus Maruba Minashekar Bashvuos, you know, people used to be much looser with their tongues when it comes to making a shvua or talking sheker. So he says, don't make it. You're gonna be nizer in it, it's not good. People are gonna form that impression of you that you don't want them to have. You don't want them to think that you're more medactic with mitzvahs than they are. This orevi mohem, and then the next step, you're gonna say, I only eat mahadrin hechsherim. He's not talking about that other people will make fun of him. Adarabha. He's talking that the reaction will be that they'll say, oh, this guy's like a really firm guy. The doctor permits this. You don't want people to think that about you. That's a big messiah. You might lose your schar in olam haba if people give you covid because you're medactic b'mitzvahs. So you gotta, you know, you're there, you gotta eat what they eat, you gotta drink what they're drinking. V'sar v'imoyim b'achilu v'shtiyu v'sicha and shmuzing u'bedibur ha'miyutar stam blabbling sicha yaseira sicha b'teila v'ribu yaschok, you gotta kid around, you gotta be, that's one of the boys. U'lechakos also, you have to imitate them. U'lehazkir mumehem, you have to talk of lashon hara, talk about people's mumim. V'chol ma sheyishlo mimcha shem ha'prishos min ha'olam hazeh v'anosha. Anything that you have to act in a way that would keep away from yourself that you're a parish min olam hazeh, that you're not totally involved in olam hazeh. You have to make sure you don't do anything that would make people think highly of you in terms of ruchnius. That's his speech. That's the Yetzirah speech. In Tishma lo b'kach, the Chavit Halvava says, one thing's for sure, if you fall into that trap and you indeed act the way he's demanding you to act, yishlo mimcha doscha, belisha targish b'kach. Now that's a very strong statement. Doscha means you lose your emunah. Because after a couple weeks will go by, a couple months will go by, a couple of years will go by, and you'll be left with nothing. If you don't act the way you'd like to act in public, where people could see you and could hold of you, and you, there are many and many. There are plenty stories of Hasidic stories where people indeed acted that way. The way he's describing, you should not act. There are stories of people who would act that way. Many times, though, the stories, the way I remember them, is usually in a mahalach of doing tshuva. People that are in a tshuva process, and they in Rabbeinu Yonah and Shari Tshuva, there is an aspect of a tshuva process where a person acts in a certain way that people look down on him. And that's one of the Darkei HaTshuva in Shari Yonah. in Shari Tshuva, Rabbi Yonah. There's a lot of paragraphs in Shari Tshuva. One of the things is that a person wants to have a kapara for his sins, or he wants to be oker or meet the ra of gaiva, or he wants to be oker or meet the ra of ego for himself.
What? Bill went to Golos. They didn't want to be in a town where people knew them. Is that?
Yeah, but the shallow is how they acted. I'm talking about stories where they would indeed like dress in a very boorish way, and they would daven Shmona Esrei, they would be Shabbos, they would like, it wouldn't be really Shabbos for them. There's such stories. I don't know if they're even true stories. But many times, the concept is one of tshuva. Okay. The Yimtoshev lo, this is terrible. Because if you act like that, if you make sure that people don't see that you're medaktik b'mitzvahs, and the way you do that is by not being medaktik b'mitzvahs when you're in public, he says, you're gone, you're finished, you know, you're gonna go down the tubes very quickly. The Yimtoshev lo b'tomar lo, so here the Chazal gets almost very poetic, and he says, because here, for the first time, really, the Yetzirah is posing as a tzaddik, and he's trying to get you to do the right thing. He's trying to make you very frum, so you have to expose him. That's the first trick. You have to be cognizant of what's happening. In other words, you could fight it also. You could, but he's. What he's describing really is a process through which a person becomes aware of what's happening. Self-awareness. A person is aware that that's the dynamic going on. You don't always have that. You don't always have to have that. You don't have to be aware exactly of what's going on. You can just, like, reject the whole mahalach. But he's saying, so when he says, omnam heitavta, when he almost gets, like, it's funny almost. He calls him his enemy. You're trying to pose as my friend. You're trying to pose as a frum person that wants to help me get into Olam Haba. So you have to call him, you're my enemy, and you're trying to ensnare me. The point that the Chavis Halav is talking this way, could be, it's not he's talking, he's being poetic. So it's very nice prose. But the point, I think that he's trying to, he's teaching. I think there's a limud here also that you have to expose it. That's what people go to psychiatrists for, psychologists. You know, that's a big machlekes. It's a big machlekes. A person acts a certain way, and there's and the mental health professional holds that there's a root cause. So there's a sheet that this is very huge oversimplification, but. We're not learning now about psychology, so I'll oversimplify. There's behavioral, which says root cause, root schmoot. Behavioral. We're going to teach you how to change your behavior. But then the whole, that's like the guy Skinner was like, he really moved away from the whole Freudian thing, which said, let's, Freudian is really like Rabbi Solanta Musser, almost, where he says, let's get at the root of your actions. What mida is making you act that way? Realize that you're acting that way because of a mida ra, and be oiker the mida ra, and then your problems will go away. And this whole, like, caricature almost of laying down on a couch and relaxing, and you know, and the guy doesn't say anything, like, you know, you're just talking. And whenever it's time for you, he says, well, how do you feel about that? Right? It's a joke, you know, we used to joke about it when we were kids, but there's a tremendous chachma there to make you self-aware, to force the person on the couch to probe into his own. Because if someone just tells you something, and you go, oh, okay, and you don't really become self-aware, you don't really, you don't tap on. You don't really get at the root of you. You don't become self-aware. That's really the best way to put it. You don't become self-aware. Like someone's telling you, you know, you're acting this way because you're really, you're a Balgaiva. You're acting this way because you don't have any self-awareness. So then you could be masakin your actions, which is bechlal a whole shita, that you should just be masakin your actions. And let's work on being masakin your actions and forget about why you're doing what you're doing. And that's really the shita, really more of chitzonius maris apnimius. Eventually you'll act the right way and you'll fall into line. You'll be oiker the midara through habit. But the Freudian, and his schools of thought, they held that you have to get at the root, you have to be self-aware, and you have to go down to the yesod of why you're acting the way you're acting, and the yesod of everything is midos. So I think the Chaim Salvavus, as we know, is a tremendous intellectual. Holds you have to question everything, and you have to ask everything, and you have to really try to understand as much as you possibly can, and you should accept nothing on faith. The Chaim Salvavus for sure can be safely said takes that mahalach in chinuch in emuna in every aspect of Yiddishkeit. He holds you have to understand, you should learn and understand and question and delve into it. So here also, I'm saying the reason he talks so funny now is because he wants you to call this trend of thought, this Mahalach HaMachshava, he wants you to expose it for what it is. He wants you to say, you're my enemy. You're not my friend, you're my enemy. And you're trying to catch me. You're trying to fool me. It's like exposing. So he becomes self-aware that the Hergish of not making the bracha with kavana public, it's not just, it's a bad thing. It's a tzatzas yetzahara. And you become aware of it. And then you say, oh, wow. It's like the psychiatrist makes the person aware of it. Then the next time he acts that way, see, what are they hoping is going to happen? That he's about to act a certain way. And then he catches himself. And he says, oh, that's, there I go again. There's that behavioral pattern that's happening again, and now you're able to fight it when you know the reason. Say, oh my goodness, I'm emulating the way my father treated me. Right? Yeah. Wow. And it becomes much easier to stop, really. But that's a machlekes, so it's not partial.
Okay.
Yeah. You want to hear something, or? The downside of behavior rule is that you're not getting at the Shorish Hamida. That's the downside. The real avod of a person in this world is to be Iker's Mida. And if you just, it's like the difference between, what does it say, Avram, if you're Kovish Yetzer or if you're Shochet Yetzer. Behavior rule is Kovish the Yetzer. Except if what happens is Chitzonius Maris HaPnimius.
Then.
Your whole life, but that's what the Chavis Almovus in Perak Hamishi of Shariyicha Hamaisa, he gives you indeed the whole range of the Eight Sahara's battle plan. It's true. You can never, you can't, right, you can't rest. You'll never. Avraham Avinu shechted the Yetzirah in every manifestation that it takes. But we're talking in each manifestation that it takes, you can shecht it. It's true that it'll pop up in another way. That's life. You want to be in life. You don't want the alternative. We're not going to sit here now and and decide which is the best mahalach in Musar or in Avodas Hashem. I'm just speaking out because it looks a little funny the way the Chavis Alvodas is talking. So I wanted to digress a little and explain that he wants you to be self-aware of what's happening. He just doesn't want to teach you what to do. He wants you to say, like, you know, that light bulb that goes on in your head when you recognize what's happening. And you say, wow, you know, this is why I learned the Chag of Avodah Zarah Milano was Thursday night. That's what's happening, Mamish. That's going on now. Wow. And you start waiting for the camera like the guys in the baseball game. You go like this. And you see them wave. Okay.